Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God, who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as He wills. For just as the body is one, and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one part, but many. If the foot says, "Because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body," it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, "Because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body," it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has arranged the parts, each one of them in the body, just as He desired. If they were all one part, where would the body be? But now there are many parts, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Or again, the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, it is much truer that the parts of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our less presentable parts become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable parts have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that part which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same care for one another. And if one part of the body suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If a part is honored, all the parts rejoice with it.
We know we're supposed to serve others, but at times we just don't know how. Or maybe we don't feel we have the right qualities to make a difference in someone else's life. Yet the Lord has gifted those of us who are believers in unique ways, with a purpose in mind. Today's scripture passage explains this idea by using the human body as an illustration. Each person has gifts and purposes that make the entire system function well. Every part is crucial, even though some may be less noticeable than others. Paul writes, "The parts of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those parts of the body which we consider less honorable, on these we bestow greatest honor, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same care for one another." One person who took this communal perspective to heart was Peter. In 2 Peter 1, verse 1, he defined himself as a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was no longer a man motivated by self-interest. Once he followed Jesus, he saw himself as a servant of God. We too are called to serve the King of Kings with whatever abilities we are given, whether it's teaching, sweeping, or listening.